Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, October 17th, 2024. The Sierra Club of Maine is hosting a webinar series this fall called Rivers, Dams, and Climate Change: The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. The next presentation is coming up on October 22nd. Here's more.
Hi, I'm Halsey Snow from Casco, Maine, semi-retired business owner and never-retired environmentalist. And I'm working with a group called NECAPA, the New England Canadian Provinces Alliance, which is focused on educating the public and advocating for dam removal, not only in New England, but in Canada and around the world, because we are educating people around the severe environmental effects that dams have created, and now looking at how they have created and contributing significantly to climate change. And this is something that, you know, a lot of people tend to think of, you know, dams, oh, great, clean, green hydropower. We're importing a lot of it in New England. But the fact is, it's neither clean nor green. It never has been. But there's been a wonderful disinformation campaign that's put out by the advocates of hydropower to basically convince people that it is something which it is not. Okay, so one of the problems, you could say, that comes from large dams, and we're talking mega dams, which are dams over 400 feet tall, which you might think, oh, there's maybe a few of those around. No, that's most of the dams in existence, create huge reservoirs of water. We're talking thousands of square miles, additional surface water that has been added to the earth, so much, in fact, in the northern hemisphere that it has been shown to influence the rotation of the earth. That's an aside. The main thing is that these enormous reservoirs are creating additional water evaporation into the atmosphere. Handing it off to you, Cliff.
My name is Clifford Krolik. I'm retired. A small business owner and a member of NECAPA, as well as part of the Sierra Club Maine Energy Committee. Now, you might think that we're starting something new, but back in the 1960s, one of the more prominent oceanographers, Hans New, who was the head of the Bedford Institute between 1964 and 84, was hired by Hydro-Québec to do data collection. Now, he collected data for us, and they basically were interested in finding out what the dams and the reservoirs were doing to the planet, to the Earth. So he collected data for years after that initial, and then he went to them and he said, look at this information. And they were shocked.
We have a webinar series that we're putting on this fall that you can find out more about on our website. Yeah, and we have
hydrodamtruth.org.
Thank you.
The next installment in the Sierra Club's Rivers, Dams, and Climate Change Community Conversations webinar series is on the greenwashing of hydropower. The guest will be Dr. Gary Wachner, Executive Director of Save the Colorado. He'll talk about getting the U.S. Treasury and the IRS to acknowledge that hydropower is not renewable energy. And Roberta Benefield, the Grand River Keeper in Labrador and Newfoundland, will talk about new recommendations and policies and their impacts. That's coming up on Tuesday, October 22nd from 6:30 to 8 p.m. You can register to attend at sierraclub.org/Maine. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Thanks for listening. Have a good day, and I'll see you tomorrow.